Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. This month, we're highlighting Indigenous women from around the globe. Today's Womanican fought for the independence of her tribe at just 13 years old. Though her methods were controversial, many still remember her as a freedom fighter, leader, and hero. Let's talk about Rani Guiden Lu. Guiden Lu was born on January 26, 1915, into the Rongme tribe. The Rongme are part of the Naga ethnic group, native to northeastern India. They practice Vaishnavism, the largest denomination of Hinduism. In the 1920s, a rise in missionary activity and the ongoing British rule pushed the Naga to a breaking point. A movement called Hiraka, or Pure, rose up. Though Hiraka was aimed at reforming Naga religious beliefs, it also served as a political movement to unify the Naga people against British control. Guiden Liu's cousin spearheaded the coalition, and Guiden Liu herself joined the fight at just 13 years old. Though there was an Indian leader of the region, the British maintained true control, and they saw the Hiraka movement as a threat. In 1931, the movement's leader was arrested by British forces and hanged. Guiden Liu, only 16 years old, became the leader of the Hiraka movement. She ramped up its political goals, tying it more closely to the broader fight for Indian independence. By the age of 17, she was leading guerrilla forces to fight against the British and rallying political opposition across the region, including widespread tax resistance. In retaliation, the British imposed fines on the villages in the area and offered a 500 rupee reward and a 10-year tax holiday for whichever village turned Guiden Liu in. But the Naga tribe supported Guiden Liu. The British manhunt against Guiden Liu grew so intense that she was forced to go into hiding. She and her followers moved swiftly across the state until October 1932, when intel suggested British forces seemed to be heading in the opposite direction. Guiden Liu and her forces stopped in Palomi village to begin building a wooden fortress. But when their guard was down, suddenly the British attacked. Their supposed movement in the other direction had been a trick. Guiden Liu and her troops were all taken prisoner. Most of her soldiers were executed or imprisoned. Guiden Liu was convicted of murder and was sentenced to life in prison. She would spend the next 14 years behind bars. While Guiden Liu was in prison, the last of her devout followers were jailed. The Hiraka movement seemed to be finished. But India also gained its independence, and Jawaharlal Nehru became prime minister. He ordered Guiden Liu's release in 1946 and even gave her the title of Rani, a royal designation. Guiden Liu stayed with her younger brother for a few years before moving back to her native village in 1953, ready to take on other causes. She fought against the Naga secession movement spearheaded by the Naga National Council, advocating instead for a separate territory for her people within India. She also revived the Hiraka movement. As she put it, loss of religion is the loss of culture. Loss of culture is the loss of identity. But many Naga people had already converted to Christianity. The leaders of the Naga National Council strongly disapproved of Guiden Liu's opposition. The council's threats forced Guiden Liu to go underground again. She started amassing another private army of soldiers willing to fight for uniting the region rather than seceding. By 1966, the Indian government persuaded the aging Guiden Liu to come out of hiding. Though she continued to face opposition from Naga people who did not follow traditional practices, the Hiraka movement still honored Guiden Liu as a valuable leader. She was given multiple awards in the 1970s and 1980s. And later, a stamp and a commemorative coin were issued in her honor. Rani Guiden Liu passed away on February 17, 1993. She was 78 years old. Thanks for listening to the Womanica podcast. You can find more episodes of Womanica on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at Womanica Podcast. This episode was distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator.